So next thing we'll do, let's go back out to the deck, and it's a SQL reporting service. This is always a fun thing to do, especially 50, 60, 70% of the audience at one point in their career has done some kind of a reporting project. And so this is SQL Server 2008 Reporting Services is what we're going to show you here today. You can download, once again, SQL Server 2008. There's a 180-day trial available. So this comes with it. It's part of the product. As soon as you install SQL Server 2008, you'll see reporting services appear in Visual Studio being integrated in. Example problems it solves. Well, maybe you've got to go ahead and create and manage a complete set of reports. It integrates with SharePoint services as well if you're using SharePoint portal services to go ahead and manage some of your documents. APIs are available to enable developers to integrate and extend data reporting processing in custom applications. It supports various output formats of your reports, including PDF and Excel and Word versions. So let's go ahead and take a look at this. I did just want to do a quick overview of the various versions. I usually get asked, you know, is reporting a service including all the versions of database? You see on the right side are the specialized editions. This is available up on the website under the SQL Server website that I just gave you there. And you can see that it is. All right. So you have a lot of functionality built in right across the board, right down through the Express version of SQL Server. The specialized editions have a 4 gig limit. The core editions have unlimited in terms of memory. So some more serious reporting needs on the higher end SKUs. And then you can start seeing the higher end has things like SharePoint integration, email and file share delivery, and so forth. So I just wanted to point out some of the capabilities there. The one we're going to look at is under business intelligence projects. We'll go in and look at business intelligent projects. And what we'll see here, there are many different projects now that come with this bunch of templates. There's analysis services. That's where you can slice and dice your data in various ways. The ones we're going to focus here on today is a report server project. So we'll go ahead and call this my report. And let's go ahead and guide through on this wizard. So let me go ahead and say, just go ahead and move on. And let this thing load up the reporting services. So on the right now, it's a pretty quick load. It's ready to go ahead and add a report. So we'll go right mouse click, add on the reports folder, add new report. And this will guide us through a wizard that will say, where do you want to get the data from and what kind of report do you want to put it in? So it's pretty straightforward, pretty quick. Let's go ahead and give this a name, AW data source. We'll go ahead and connect out to SQL Server. We'll go ahead and go out to our local database of AdventureWorks 2008. And then what we'll do is go ahead and build our query string. So we're just going to select a few fields here, the title, first name, middle name, last name, from person.person. And then we've got two choices here for tabular or matrix. Coming in with tabular format, go ahead and select all of these and go out to details. You can see you got page by or group by or just all details. And then finally, you got different templates for various types of reports, kind of like the ocean one, seeing how we're in Florida. And then my cool report, right? So I'll go ahead and put that in for the title. We'll do the preview so we can preview the report when we finish up. And, you know, just like that, Stan, we got ourselves a really nice-looking report.
A cool report.
It is. So how cool is it? Well, let's see. It's going to bring it up. Report is being generated right now. As soon as this gets done, what you can see is that you'll have kind of like these built-in functions available. You've got the ability to go ahead and do a print layout, go right to the printer, you know, refresh the data if you have to, the page layout, page setup. What's that?
Can I export to Excel?
You can, Stan. And there it is. You got not only Excel, but you got XML files, comma delimited file, TIFF files, wow. PDF, HTML, Excel, and Word.
Connectivity.
56K, just don't cut it no more. Want a big pipe carrying 200 megabits of pure excitement right to my door. Got an SUV with six-wheel drive. With 300 horses, I'm never deprived. Infrared sensors for climate control. Zero to warp speed and ready to roll, 'cause I'm a toy boy.